Because as we continue, just doing these simple things with God, there's nothing complicated about what God's called us to do. First of all, we're to love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we're to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And as we keep God first, then we're going to be focused on what He wants us to do. We're going to be seeking His heart. We're going to be seeking His direction. We're going to be seeking His healing or His provision, or whatever the direction, whatever the need is for our life. So God wants us to really just to continue with this wonderful encouragement. So the words that have been spoken has given us all an expectation. And I've been sharing with a few different people, like, you know, with speaking in tongues, we know there's an expectation that we're going to build ourselves up spiritually. It's perfect prayer, perfect praise to God. You know, it magnifies God, it makes intercession for the saints. With everything that God has given us to do and encourages us to do from our free will choice, there's always a great benefit. There's always a benefit to us first. And with honouring God, and I was saying to someone, you know, when we honour God, if you didn't honour God, then you would be expecting from God for something. But when you see the promises of God, and also what's written in the scriptures concerning the honouring God, when you do it, then you've got an expectation. So God is building not only our faith, but our expectation to receive and to see great things. And so I can see that God has built us all up. And there's all been different challenges for many different people. But that can you just open that door? Just leave it a little bit open so they can go in and out, Jason. Yeah, so, you know, there have been little challenges, different things. But every opportunity, we can believe God. We can take these things to God. We look for Him to take care of our needs. And, you know, when we're really focused with God and we're practicing the things, we're on God's economy on every level. And so this is what God wants us to do, is just to stay focused, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You know, keep Him first. But not because anyone's telling you to do it, but because God wants you to do it. And you want to do it. You want to be benefited. And so always look for the wonderful benefits of God. And I had a one-on-one with Marie today, and God just inspired me to go. Someone's just coming on. God just inspired me to go to Psalms. So I went to Psalms, and we'll go there now. Because it's a great, great record. And really, in this record, it's like there's a lot of magnifying God in it too. So it's like Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. See, there's many wonderful benefits of God. And David is saying, don't forget them. Right? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases. I challenge you one day, just go through that record, have a pen, and write down all the benefits just from this psalm. Who redeems thy life from destruction? Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, spiritual and physical, right? So that thy youth is renewed like that of the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. So anyone's oppressed, you know, God is with us. God is for us. God is a God of deliverance. God is a God of restoration. And God can mend any situation where there's a believing heart and a humble heart. He can restore. He made known His ways unto Moses. So God, with Moses, He showed him His ways. His acts unto the children of Israel. So the children of Israel, seeing the acts, seeing the miracles, seeing the wonders, but no, Moses knew how God moved. And now we got a direct connection with God via that Holy Spirit. We can know how God moves. If we put Him first, if we seek Him with all our heart. The Lord, Jehovah, is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Maybe you ought to take a tip from God and incorporate that in our walk. He will not always chide, neither would He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. So, you know, you mess up, you screw up, God's going to give you consequences. No, he says he's not going to deal with you after your sins, right? Nor reward you according to your iniquity. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is the mercy towards them that respect and fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgressions from us. Who remembers our sin? Satan, other people. They're the ones that acknowledge our sin. God doesn't. Once we've confessed them and moved away from them, he forgives us. He doesn't remember it no more. Like as a father pitieth. This word pitieth means loves. Like as a father loves his children, so the Lord loves them that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we're dust. He knows that we've got a carnal nature. He knows we ain't going to be around that long, right? As for man's, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall be no more. But the mercy of Jehovah the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, respect him, and his righteousness unto their children's children. Wow. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Now, that was the covenant of the law and the commandments of the law. Jesus Christ has fulfilled all those things. So now we have a new covenant in Christ. Now we are as he is. Now we have the authority. Now we can walk like Jesus Christ walked. Now we can heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. And now we have eternal life. Now we're filled with the Spirit. Now we can speak in tongues. And God's made a covenant with us which won't be broken. And we can't break it. He won't break it. All we got to do is stay within. All we got to do is stay focused. You know, from our hearts. Father, give me directions. Show me what you would have me do. Not what, there's things I want to do, but show me what you want me to do. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels. And that word angels is messengers, referring to you and me, not angels flying around. It could refer to them, but it's referring to us. Bless you all his messengers that excel in strength, that do commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. What does it say in Deuteronomy? If you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, then these blessings will chase you down and overtake you. All God wants us to do is to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to follow the encouragement that he's speaking forth, not only what's written, but what's being spoken forth before you right now, to do those things which are going to benefit you. And just remember, you always receive the benefit first. And sometimes people don't receive the benefit because of where their heart is and where their mind is when they're doing certain things. And sometimes people don't prosper when they honor God, because are they expecting? Do they realize that when we give, we're honoring God, but we got to expect that what God says, that he'll multiply our seed sown, he'll increase the fruits of our righteousness. When we expect, when we mix it with faith, that we're doing it with purpose, then bang, he goes to work, because God does watch over his word to perform it. His word doesn't come back empty, but it accomplishing the things he sent it to accomplish. And when we do what he's saying, he's going to honor us because we've honored him. He's going to take care of us because we're keeping him first. And really, everything that we're doing, you know, does come back down to the faith and confession. But I'll finish reading off this. So it says, bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless you, the Lord, all you hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Like, magnify God in what you're doing. Magnify God in speaking in tongues. And you can't make God any bigger, but you can magnify him in your life, in your witness, in your words, in your actions. And this is what God wants us to do. And he opens the doors for us. He's the one that will give us the increase. He's the one that gives us the direction. He's the one that will provide the laborers. He opens those doors. You know, we sow and we water, but God will give the increase. And so God wants us to really just to rest, depend upon him, be led by the Spirit of God. That's what we're supposed to do. That's why you give us the Spirit. We're not to move in our own strength, effort, or ability, but we're to be led by God. And we're not to move in fear, but we're to move in faith. Don't act out on your fears, because fears work just like faith does, but on the negative side. So God wants you to really understand these simple things that he set up. Like a lot of things, like, you know, we've seen this, the quantum faith and how things work, the atoms, the subatomic particles, the quarks, and that, you know, things are energy. We're energy. But what type of energy? There's a great book by Annette Capps, and there's a lot on that quantum faith, but our word affects the matter. We're all made of matter. So when we speak, our words are creating our and framing our world. So what are you speaking? See, what you've built in your heart and what you say with your mouth will absolutely come to pass. And God's no respecter of persons, because these are principles that God has set up in the earth that work for saint and sinner. So when we're speaking the heavenly words, which is quick, powerful, sharp, living energy, we should be seeing great results. We should be expecting great results. If I'm praying for laborers, I'm not just praying, God, send me a laborer, because everyone else is praying. Jesus said we're to pray. I'm praying for my heart, and I'm expecting that one key laborer. Because all I need is one. And it starts with the one. And as I practice that, my faith is built. As I honor God and I'm being faithful in that, then my faith is built. Because I can see God being faithful. And this is what happened for me when I come back from India in March, in April 2020. I received the encouragement and then I determined to do it. To listen, to do. If you want to see God go to work and heal up everything, bless everything, prosper everything, increase you, you've got to kind of have that mind. You've got to make up your mind. I'm going to do exactly and follow this encouragement because it's proven. It's proven. There's fruit from it. And it's consistent fruit, consistent proving. And so I knew in my heart, if I'm following that, what they're doing, that where they're being fruitful, then I'm going to get fruit because my heart's pure to God and I want to see these things. I want to see all man to be saved, come to a knowledge of the truth. You know, it's not my agenda. It's not Lawrence's agenda. You know, what's Lawrence, what does Lawrence want? You know, he wants 25 fellowship. There'd be a nice income from that. We'll see some work. No, it's not Lawrence's agenda. Yes, God directed. Yes, God, I really desire many fellowships, many labors, and that you get the glory, that people are coming from darkness to light, and that you open the doors from the north to the south, to the east to the west. You open the doors for me to move, to live and have my being in you, to bring you glory. And I know you're also one of me because I'm keeping you first. So God wants us to just be blessed, to be happy, to stay steadfast in the things that we've learned, we're learning. God wants us to enjoy this life, even if there's challenges. Those challenges come at times, but we don't have to focus on them. We can go to God with them, and he'll take care of us in each 24-hour period. And he can go ahead of us as well and take care of the things that were behind us. So God says, trust me, just relax, be blessed, know that I am your God, know there's nothing impossible for me when you believe me. Or you can believe the world, you can believe your partners, you can believe your best friends. Or are you going to believe me? And when we decide to believe God, then we will see results. We will see fruit. This is a year of seeing fruit. This is a year of seeing increase, growth, outreach, no matter what goes on. God is going to do this thing. And as we magnify in our life and living in our words and our actions, he'll just do the work for you. And you'll be like, wow, look at this. Ethel's seeing this, aren't you, Ethel? In your finances, in your fellowship, as she follows, as she receives the word to her heart, she's going to God. I'm not there telling her what to do. I just encourage. Whoever connects to me, I encourage. I've had some great one-on-ones this week. Yesterday was a whole morning to night time, and it was excellent. And I'm learning loads. I'm learning from the people that are connecting as well, seeing their hearts, seeing their desire, and then seeing God give me words, because I don't know what to say in and of myself, and I'm not looking to give anything of myself. Jesus said, I do what the Father wants me to do. I don't do my own thing, and that's my heart, and I'm practicing that. Each one of us can practice these things. What do you want to do? Do you want to keep getting the same old results year in and year out? I don't think you do, do you? You want to see some change. You want to see some growth. You want to see some outreach. So then we need a humble heart. You know, and once we've got that humble heart, and then we go to God, okay, Father, you show me. I will do exactly what you show me. What I'm encouraged, I will execute. I want to see the fruit. And God will say, yes, my son, no problem. You do this with your heart unto me. I will bless you. He's not making us do anything. But God is the one that does the work. And when we position ourselves with him, then he can really go to work and we can see him do the work. And it's like, wow, God sent me this laborer. God sent me that laborer. God's blessed my finances. God's healed me. God's healed this person by me, working in me. And we attribute everything to God. Because we, you know, we got the Holy Spirit. We're sons and daughters of God, but we're nothing of ourselves. It's all because of what Jesus Christ accomplished and what God made available by him. And that God doesn't break a covenant. And we're in a new covenant, the highest covenant you can ever get. So I'm really excited. And just seeing people's growth and their hearts and their love. I see people's challenges, but they're coming out of them as they go to God. My job is to direct people to, even though they're sharing with me, like I direct them back to God. Now you really go to God. And God will give some things in there as well, obviously. Otherwise, I could just say, when you ring up, God bless you, yeah, go to God. No, there's heart sharing, opening up of things, and God's navigating all of that for all of us. So guys, just be blessed. Expect. God wants you to expect. Look for the benefits in what you're doing. God wants you to understand that he wants to benefit you, that you're blessed, and you're happy. No matter what the circumstances are, you know, God has made us the head and not the tail. He's put us above and not beneath. So, guys, I love you. Thank you for all coming on early again. And I, you know, God respects that and honors that. So do I, and so do yourselves. And God's going to really cause this fellowship to really come up more and more in quality as well as quantity. And it's word over the world from where you are, where I am. And that's our desire. We want to see the things grow. We want to build the things here in the West where we are so we can see this great outreach and growth like we see elsewhere around the world. And so God wants us to have our own fields. And there's no lone rangers on here. You think you can do it on your own? If there isn't no one available, it's different. But there's a body and we can move in strength together. So anyway, I love you. You're God's masterpiece. Keep moving with God. Keep staying faithful. Keep with the practices. You know what they are. You do them unto God and let him bless you. And so I'm very thrilled to be able to share and thank you for hearing me.